KBOO Portland. Here comes Eric Cascadia. Stay tuned. KBOO programming is made possible by KBOO member listeners and support from Columbia Land Trust, conserving and connecting people with the nature of the Northwest. More information, including tours, events, and volunteer opportunities online at columbialandtrust.org.
Good morning, Cascadia. Today is Wednesday, September 5th, 2018, and you're listening to KBOO Portland, Community Sanctuary Solidarity, at 90.7 FM, KBOO.FM. Weather for the Cascadia region today, sunny and highs around 89. Not much in the way of wind tonight, clear skies. And lows around 58. For tomorrow, sunny, highs around 84, a starry night with temperatures in the 50s. That's it for your weather, for your Cascadia. And if you want to keep it yours, it's going to be a fight to the finish should Brett Kavanaugh be confirmed. And it's an absolute dead certainty right now that he will be. Speaking of your Cascadia, how about your Greater Cascadia Radio, your community, your radio station, and it is your membership drive. Don't forget, it's your membership drive. You can make it a big success. You could become part of this incredibly ongoing experiment that's been running for 50 years. Is how to do what can we do to keep freedom alive and well in America, to keep unions strong, to keep our environment safe, and certainly above all, keep our justices clean. Right now we've got a very dirty one up for confirmation, Brett Kavanaugh. He is, as Francis Boyle writes in The Guardian, he is not the unassuming family man who talks baseball over a beer, champions working women, and direct traffic at the 4th of July parade. Oh, no, he is not. He is a D.C. insider, and today's confirmation hearings are going to be a cage fight. He's tough, and he is mean, and he doesn't give up. And Democrats are really on the back foot here, but we're going to find out today what they are able actually to do. We're going to be speaking a little bit later into the program with Francis Boyle. I want to just hit a few headlines first. One thing to be aware of is if Brett Kavanaugh shall be confirmed to the Supreme Court, one of the things that he has suggested is that he is in favor of exempting the presidency from the law of the land. In other words, he can completely derail the Mueller investigation by declaring Trump immune from the laws that govern the rest of the country, the laws which Trump himself wields. And I'll say one thing, he wields them with a pretty bloody heavy hand. We have got book out now that is tearing up lines of communication, the network. It is fear, and we should be afraid. Inside the White House, staffers are concerned enough to take steps. Fortunately, Donald Trump is disinterested in the written word, and to a certain extent, the spoken word, unless it's spoken by him. or tweeted by him, never, ever would we have imagined that we would have a president who communicates with Americans and with the world via Twitter. Never, never. It is, and it, the fact that it is accepted and sanctioned across the board is just extraordinary. There are so many things wrong with that, just for starters, and that's not even hitting the topics that the ideas, issues, the imaginary dragons that Donald Trump tweets about. That, see that, a president that tweets. Just think about it. But then, again, we never thought we would be living underneath the USA Patriot Act. That's another shocker. And there's a couple more shockers in the pipeline, which shouldn't come as a surprise to anybody. There is... The National Enquirer has decades of Trump dirt. Trump, when Michael Cohen was still his attorney, made a concerted effort to buy up all of the material that the National Enquirer has. And imagine that we're going to the National Enquirer. Yes, this is great. Two-headed babies, Donald Trump in the White House. It's all there. Read all about it. A recording released last month of a conversation between Michael Cohen and Trump hinted at more than hush money to a former Playboy model. It's, quote, this, it's all the stuff, close quotes. Cohen could be heard saying, this was written for the New York Times. Federal investigators have provided ample evidence that Trump was involved in deals to pay both of these two women, but a much, much more. Michael Cohen at that time devised a plan to buy up all of the dirt on Trump that the National Enquirer and its parent company collected, going all the way back to the 80s. So Donald Trump, just the mere fact that Trump has generated dirt since the 80s is a shocker too. That usually, it's a job digging up the past misdeeds of a president. Usually they're pretty clean, and it takes some real digging to find anything. With Trump, it's all there. There's masses and masses of evidence that this man is not fit to serve as the president. There is so much evidence. It is really staggering. The existence of the plan, which was never actually finalized to buy up all of this, has not been reported in general, but it was strongly hinted at in a recording, again, that Cohen's lawyer released last month. In a conversation about payoffs in general, as we know, there was the wonderful, wonderful name of the American media. Its chairman, David Pecker, is a loyal Trump ally going back for 20 years who cooperated with investigators. It's not clear yet whether this plan that we're talking about to purchase all the information from American media, which owns the Enquirer, has attracted the interest of the federal prosecutors in New York. Last week, the week before, obtained a guilty plea from Cohen. The prosecutors have provided at least partial immunity to Lisa Pecker, who is key witness in the inquiry into all of these payments. In providing a guilty plea, Cohen has said that the payments were at Trump's direction, and indeed the rest of it. So we can only imagine what's in there, that Trump is attempting to suppress at this point. So that said, moving right along, today, Tuesday, September 5th, after a burning down the house start of the of Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearings moving right along. And I do hope we're going to have Francis Boyle on to talk a little bit about this. Francis Boyle is a professor of international law at the University of Illinois College of Law, and he is recently quoted in a Guardian overview. This is called The Stakes Are Astronomical. Brett Kavanaugh's confirmation hearing is going to be the battle royale. Francis Boyle writes that the only hope the country has is that Democrats will treat Kavanaugh like a hostile witness on the witness stand under cross-examination, throw him off script, and break him down. Another quote. I'm going to rely on quotes. Why not? You don't need a gentleman or gentlewoman to deal with Kavanaugh. You need a district attorney. Some Democrats are going to have to go for the jugular. Kavanaugh is no Daniel in the lion's den. He is the ultimate Washington insider. He is steeped in D.C.'s political and legal establishment. And the group Women's March and the Center for Popular Democracy Action are planning a day of action today. Francis Boyle is right on point when he says that he thinks that Kavanaugh will put on there to ensure that he's being put up for the Supreme Court to ensure that Roe v. Wade is overturned. And he used the Roberts dodge of saying that it is settled law. Of course, he's going to say that. But that is meaningless. You will hear Brett Kavanaugh say that Roe v. Wade is settled law, which sounds like he's not going to touch it. But that's just words. He says it may be settled law, but can easily be unsettled faster than you could possibly believe. Still waiting here to get Francis Boyle himself on the line. We do have to take a look at, again, Amy Comer, like critics note that Trump has relied heavily on the Right Wing Heritage Foundation and the Federalist Society to develop that original shortlist for Supreme Court nominations. The Federalist Society has way more clout than we've ever seen before. It was sort of a latent, like a snake waiting to strike, and wow, is it ever striking right now. Pretty much all of the potential candidates originally for the Supreme Court position were vetted by the Federalist Society. We hear that those words frequently. The Federalist Society is frequently mentioned. Never before, though, has it had so much power to shape the path of America for many, many years to come. Kavanaugh is an extreme ideologue. That's what Francis Boyle says. He is an extreme ideologue and a legal hatchet man for the Federalist Society. He was their spear carrier for years. He's being put on there by Trump to do their business and make the court as far right as he can under the circumstances. It's going to be bad for a lot of people. African Americans, for labor, for women, you name it. As we said before, the list goes on. Kavanaugh is an absolute certain shoo-in. So it's really important to think strategically and think ahead. If this does happen, then there is the only recourse, in my opinion, this is purely my opinion, is to keep as many of the really key and important social justice issues, to keep them far away from the Supreme Court, and make sure that those decisions are made at state level. that would seem to me to be the only really accessible dodge that we might have in order to survive this. And you know, of course, that Kavanaugh will be on the Supreme Court in all likelihood for 40 years or more. It's really the very fact that this is happening right now. I think that we possibly underestimate it because we are so snowed under with these events generated by the Trump White House. Pretty much everything that's happened so far is really unthinkable. And the next upcoming, after this Kavanaugh fiasco is over, the dust is settled, and we look forward to the midterm elections where we assume that Democrats are really going to kill it. They're not. Wait and see. That's a prediction right there. Police, I've got just a couple more things. Moving right along, Canada's Federal Court of Appeals has rejected the government's approval to triple the capacity of the Kinder Morgan Trans Mountain Pipeline. And we have First Nations people to thank for that decision. So there are some bright spots in what otherwise might look like the end of the world as we know it. This has been Air Cascadia for Wednesday, September 5th, 2018. Tammy Dean engineered the show for us today. Thanks, Tammy. Derek Crooks is our AM News and Public Affairs Director. Thanks, Derek. I'm Chris Andre. Get the facts. Know your rights. Take a stand. Thanks for listening. And don't forget, membership drive. Be there first.